Tonight's chavur is sponsored by a few families, Yasher Koyach, Talia and Itai Barish, Mazel Tov, on the first birthday to Yoshua Dov, Mazel Tov. Sandy and Sid Goldschmidt for sponsoring Lezecha Nishmos, the Chayalim, and in honor of Yom HaTzmaut, Shabi Le'ili Nishmosam. Thank you to Ann and Jack Mermelstein that are sponsoring in memory of Jack's mother, Margaret Mermelstein. Malia Bas Shlomo, Alea Shalom, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. And Stacy and Avi Zanjurian that are sponsoring for Schus Refuah Shlema Moshe Yehuda Ben Yehudis, who needs Rachme Shamayim, who had surgery today in Amir Hashem. We should hear Besuras Tovos about his well-being. Okay. So we were holding the Sliya Palgina Dibura. Palgina Dibura, the Gemara says, let's go back. The Gemara says it follows just to get back into things. So the Gemara says, at the bottom of Testament base, Vomer Rav Yosef, Ploini Rava La'onso, Huva Acher Mitzarfin Lahargo. If a guy claims that I was raped by another man, so it's not my fault, I did nothing wrong. So he's allowed to be one of the Aidim with another aid to be Mitzarif to kill the person who did it, the raper. Lertzono, but if I say he did it to me willingly and I acquiesce, so then the Gemara says Rashahu. So then he's what? He's a Rasha. The Torah Amra Al Tosesh Rasha Aid. And the Torah says a Rasha can't be an aid. So by virtue of the story, if the story is correct, so then you're not acceptable to testify, so he's not going to be able to kill the other guy. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, Rav Yosef, you're wrong. I disagree. Why, says Rava? Adam karev etzel atzmo. Since a man is a karev, is a relative to himself. Ve'ein adam meisim atzmo rasha. And since you're a relative to yourself, so you can't make yourself into a rasha because you can't be an aid about yourself. So therefore what? So Rashi goes on to explain, therefore we can split with your words. We don't accept legabe what you said about yourself, but we accept the legabe killing the other person. That is what's called in halacha, palgin and dibura. Literally, we cut the words, and we said the Rashba last week said, it might even depend how you presented it. If you presented it in a certain nusach, svar, so then you could split with the words. But if you presented it in a nusach, that it's not able, we're not able to rearrange the wording to make it, that is, it's two independent entities, so then it's going to be, palgin and dibura is not going to be applicable. It's mamish tully on the terminology. Any time the Pashup Shad in the Gemara that some of the Aedis is invalid, so we'll split what is invalid and we'll take what we can take. And that's why Tosfos says, a fascinating story, Tosfos says, not only does this apply to the case that the Gemara says, Tosfos says this applies to a case where a guy was talking about a man who raped his sister. Now this man whose sister was married to a Kohen, and he is not accepted, legabe being made, about the sister. But his aedus is accepted through a palgin and dibura, legabe the other story, about the man doing something, avera. He can work, he can be mitzarif with another aid about the story. And Tosfos says, we make a palgin and dibura, we believe him, legabe the fact that the man raped a woman, but we don't believe him, legabe who he raped, and she could even stay married to the kohen. Mamish palgin and dibura to the extent that we don't even view it as if that she was the woman, even though that was what my edus was. I did say that. Chazal, take it, Tosfos says, palgin and dibura, by anything that's invalid. Adam karavetz alatzmo. Adam karavetz alachoso. Palgin and dibura, we take what we can take, and we don't take what we can't take. So therefore, Rava says, I accept his edus legabe the man. I don't accept his edus legabe what he's possible for. Yeah. Right, he's a carved to himself, so it's like there was no edus on himself. Right. There was no edus on his rishos. So Tosfos is very expensive. So if you remember last week, we pointed out that the Ravid has a very difficult time with this Tosfos. This is the Ravid that's brought in the Russian Makis. It's not important what the case over there, we learned it last week. But says the Ravid, there's something fundamentally flawed with everything that we're presenting. You see, everything that we've understood and we've brought and we're used to in halacha when it comes to the halacha of Eidus is that Eidus is weakened. If Eidus is partially bad, we've always said that then Eidus is fully bad. Eidus shebatla miktsasa, batla kula. You have a little bit of semi-problem in the Eidus, then the Eidus in Gansen is thrown out. Comes along the Raivin and says, that's been your whole assumption until now. We had many shiurim that we discussed the concept of even nimtzeh mim karvo pasul. One of the Eidim, out of 14 Eidim, we didn't need 14 Eidim, but it happens to be the group came in, and it happens to be the group was made, and we don't need one of them, and it turns out we need two, and it turns out one of them become pasul, all of them are thrown out. Eidus shebatla miktasa batla kula. These guys were being made, these guys worked in together, we throw it out. So that was always our approach to Hilchas Eidus. Suddenly comes the Raivin and says, you tell me, you come to Sanhedrin Testament Beis, this klal is thrown out. So you have such a problematic Eidus over here. You are so invalid. I'm going to kach that. If we would accept what you're saying, like Eitan's saying, your mamash are Rasha, but we can't accept that. So then don't accept him at all. Eidus Shemala Mitzazah, Bala Kula. Where did this concept of Palkin and Dibura? There's no problem. Eidus Shemala Mitzazah. We now learned a new sugyo. But how does that jive with the rest of Shas? Says the Raivid, we got the whole sugyo wrong. We misunderstood the whole sugyo. Says the Raivid, Palgid and Dibura means the following. It has nothing to do with cutting and pasting. It has nothing to do with removing your words or what nusach you said it in to see if we can rephrase what you said, if it works in a certain way, like the Rashba says. Says the Raivid, the Rashba is wrong and Tosfos is wrong. It's a specific case. What did the Gemara say? Ploini Ravani Lirtsoim. This man was Roveya me, raped me, and I acquiesced and it was willing. Says the Raivid, that does not have a Torah's Eidus on it. That's not considered testimony. Fundamentally, it's not considered testimony. Says the Raivid, for something to be testimony, pshat and edus, what does edus define? How does the Raivid translate edus? It means an external party testifying about someone else. Whenever I say something about myself, there is no registered edus on such a statement. You cannot be an aid about your own entities, about your own experiences, about your own situations. So therefore the Raivid says, it's not that half of the Eidus is puzzle, and we throw out and we say, you know, let's take what we could take. That would go against all the rules that we're familiar with. Says the Raivid, there was half a statement that never even walked into Beis Din. There was half a statement that never was even heard halakhically by the Beis Din, because there was no shame Eidus on something about yourself. Says the Raivid, now we can understand, Rabbi Chanan points out, the statement of the Gemara. What does Rava need this whole song and dance? Adam karavet alatzmo v'ena demetzim matzorosh. And let's say Adam wasn't karavet alatzmo. Says the Raivid, the Rabbi Chanan explained, Adam karavet alatzmo, meaning when it comes to, it's not the psul karav. It means, when it comes to a person, he doesn't have a shame aid. That's what Rava's introducing. So it never registered in the first place. But if you'd ask Lalach, if you'd walk up to the Raivid and you'd say, I had this case with the sister of a man, and it happens to be that she's married to a Kohen, and the man is testifying about the rapist, would you say Palgin and Dibur in such a case? Says the Raivid, absolutely not. Of course the Eidus is totally thrown out. He's a Karov for half of the Eidus. The guy goes off scot-free. The raper is not punished. That's Eidus Shabbat Lamitzas about Lakuli. You can't be made. You're a Karov. There's no halacha that when it comes to Krovim, we can now throw out the Eidim, says the Raivid. But then we left off with a Bam Kasha. Because the Gemara goes on Viter. And the Gemara quotes an additional case. Amar Rava, the last two words of Tasma Beis, going on to the Yira Melalf. Amar Rava, Ploni Baal Ishti. This man slept with my wife. Hu v'hacher mitzarfin lahargo. He and another aid have the ability to be mitzarif, to kill, to join together, to kill the person that slept with my wife, an eshes ish. Avalo lahargo, but they are not believed to kill her. So the Gemara says, my kamashmala. What are you trying to tell me, Rava? Everything that Rava said was obviously something new. He had something new to share and to present on the table. Maika mashman de mefalgin and dibura. What are you trying to tell me? That you split the words? Hainu hach. This is exactly what the Gemara just said. By Ploni, Ravani, Lertzoni. Pagina Dibura. So Gemara says, no, there's an added Chiddush. Mahu Deseima, I would have thought, Adam Karav Eitzel Atzma, Amrino. Eitzel Ishto Lo Amrinon, Kamash Malon. I would have thought, a person is a Karav to what? To himself, like the last Gemara. But a person is not a Karav to his wife. Kamash Malon, and the person is a Karav to his wife. So what does Rashi say? Eitzel Ishto Lo Amrinon, the second Rashi on the Daf. Adam Karav Le'inyin Palgina Dibura. V'hol Mehemen Ahu Dibura Le'miktale Le'chavre Liktalua Nami L'dida Kamash Malon. So Rashi says, what's the Havamin of the Gemara? I would have thought that what? That you don't say Palgina Dibura over here. Because you don't say Adam Karav Eitzel Ishto. You don't say that a man is related to his wife. So if you would not say Palgina Dibura, what would be the Halacha? Says Rashi. Just as you're believed, Lagabe, the man, we're also going to allow you to be believed by the woman. We would say that you're now believed in terms of the woman, and the woman would be killed. Kamash Malon, that what? No! Say Palgina Dibura, because what? Adam Karav Eitzel Ishto. So therefore we throw out half, and we only accept Lagabe the raper. That's the Kamash Malon according to the Gemara, right? Good. Not so good. We have to explain what that Rashi means. What? How would you kill her?
He's still a Karav.
What the hell did Rashi just say is something that we have to work on. But that's what Rashi said. Rashi says, in the Havamina of the Gemara, the Havamina would be, Ein Adam Karav Eitzel Ishto, so therefore what? Migo de mehem and ahai. Just like you're believed, Lagabe, the raper, the acher, the non-relative, so I'm going to stop in and slip in the woman as well. Rashi Bechlal makes no sense. What? So now you're going to mamish kill? Based on what? Based on the edus of a karov? What's pshat over here? But Rabbi said, before I even get to Rashi, I don't understand the Ravid either. The Ravid just told me what? The Ravid just told me that what? That this din of Palgina Dibura is limited to what? To a Baldover. To a person speaking about himself. The Gemara says, but Feirish not so. The Gemara says, Palgina Dibura even applies to my relative, to my wife. And that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. I would have thought, Ein Adam Karav Eitzel Ishto, Kamash Malon, Adam Karav Eitzel Ishto. The Gemara is a Raya Brura. Okay, Rashi, we're going to have to work with Rashi. Rashi's going to have problems. You're 100% right. I don't understand how the mechanics of Rashi could work. But I can tell you this much, that the Beferish of Gemara, not like the Raya. The Gemara is now applying Palgina Dibura to a Karov, to a wife. But the truth is, I have a kasha just on the words of the Gemara. You honestly had a Havamina that a guy is not a Karov to his wife? Is that a serious Havamina? Ask Tosis. You see, Tosis is struggling with this. Havamina Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo Amrinon Eitzel Ishtolo Amrinon, says Tosis, you start schwitzing. Afalgav, whenever Tosis starts with an Afalgav, that means we're in big problems, there's a big kasha. Afalgav demasnisin hi bezebayr, even though there's a Beferish of Mishnah in Zebayr in the third parak that says what? Debalki ishto, that a man and his wife are the same. What's this Mishnah talking about? Le'inyin psule edus, le'inyin, the Mishnah in the third parak that discusses all the lists of relatives that are allowed to be testified and not allowed to testify. Salka daita chacha. So over here, we would have ignored that Mishnah and say, even though we know a man can't testify for his wife, can't even testify for his wife's relatives. Hacha de machmas migu de mehem largo mehem largo. You know what? Since he's believed, Lagabe the man, we're going to slip it in. Why? And what happened to the fact that I'm related to my wife? Why? Tos is not explaining anything. What's going on over here? Rabbi Yisai, listen to the way the Ravid explains the Gemara. The Gemara is beautiful according to the Ravid. Let's just analyze for a second. Let's go back for a second. How does Palgin and Dibura work according to the Ravid? Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo, and therefore what? It's not that we ignore what's puzzle. It's not that we can just start chipping away from the Eidos. It's whatever is Eidos. There's no cutting and pasting. There's no scissors over here at the Ravid. Whatever registers, works. Whatever doesn't register, we don't have to cut away. It was never accepted in the first place. In order for that to exist, Dr. Ravid, you have to be a what? in Atzmo, a Baldover, in Adam Koravetz al Atzmo. Now the Gemara says, a new case, Ploini bo alishti. Says the Gemara, apply palgin and dibura. You say the same thing. Ask the Gemara, what's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you the chiddush. I would have thought only by myself that I'm talking about myself, mamish, that you can have a lumdus of the rivet to say what I spoke about myself doesn't register and what I spoke about the other guy does register. Therefore, apply palgin and dibura. But when it comes to my wife, that's not myself. That's my korov. That's my relative. That's my sister that the Ravid holds is ridiculous against Tosfos, that you can't accept and just cut away from the Eidos. That's not the way palgin and dibura works. Now the Ravid reads the Gemara and says, no, Maud is same Adam Karavit al Atzmo, the fourth line, Amrinon, Eitzalishro lo Amrinon Kamash Malon. I don't look at my wife as myself in the Havamina. I look at my wife as a what? As a korov, as a relative. And therefore what? Palgina Dibura wouldn't apply, and not like Rashi says, and therefore I would have even killed my wife. Pumfaker, therefore I have nothing! Therefore it's Eidus Shabbala Mitzvah Shabbala Kula! Therefore I have an Eidus on a half of soul, and I have to get rid of all the Eidus, Dr. Ravid. Kamash Malon Palgina Dibura. This is beautiful Sheva Brachos Torah. In the Kamash Malon, as long as you don't say anything up until now. Kamash Malon for the Sheva Brachos Torah Balki Ishto, it's Mamish 1. It's Mamish about Dover. It's Mamish as if I'm talking about myself, says the Ravid. And therefore, Palgina Dibura could apply. And therefore, I can kill the guy even though I can't talk about the woman because I'm talking about myself. Because Bezdin doesn't have to cut when it talks about a wife. So the Matzkon is, like we said, is a beautiful Torah at the end. But the Havamina was not that we would slip her in through the Havamina, the Ravid says, that's crazy. Like Rabbi Lieber asked, how could you say that? How could you say that you would accept it? The Havamina is that no, the whole thing is thrown out. That was the Eidus Shabbala Mitzvah Shabbala Kula. Yeah, Ita.
How does the Rashba really get what it says?
The Rashba. Who's the Rashba? The Ravid. You're not ashamed aid about yourself.
Why is it in Adam based Matsu Russia? Why is that? What does that say?
Yeah, it's a good point. That's what Mark asked last week.
So, I mean, the first line, Adam Karavetz Latzmo, it's not really saying that he's like squeezing into those words. And the next line.
No, Adam Karavetz Latzmo means you don't have an aid on it. You don't have a shame aid on yourself.
Why does it say Adam Atzo Aid? Wouldn't that be much more straightforward way of saying it?
That's the way he reads that line. That's the way he reads it. It's not the psul korva. It's not the psul korva. And Edom Mesa Matsurusha means, and therefore what you said about yourself has no nemonis. It's a good point. It's a little bit difficult in the words. There's a little bit of an extra wording in terms of what he's trying to say. But that's the way he reads the Gemara. So that's in terms of the Havamina and the Maskana. But then the Gemara continues. The Gemara continues. We're going to skip a little bit. We're going to get to Rashi. I just want to finish the Ravid's Mitzvah. So the Gemara says as follows. So the Gemara goes on, gets back into the Shaka Vitaria Misla Zev Mamal Zev, what we spoke about in the last sugya. The Gemara says Va'amar Rava, another state of Rava, five line downs from the bottom. Pliny Baal Naram Rasa. A person was Baal Naram Rasa Vahuzmu. And then the Edom became Huzmo. They became Edom Zayman. Ne'erogin ve'em shalom amam. They're killed and they don't have to pay money. Why? Because Kim lived their Avinei. Last sugya. Bito shel ploini v'huzmu. But if they speak about Bito shel ploini, then they become Edom Zayman. Ne'erogin u'mishalom amam. Why? Because here in this situation, it's bi-destinational. The father's now involved. So if the father's now involved, so that's the last sugya. Misa lezeh, mama lezeh. That was the one of the kashas that the Tosfos had in Ksubas, the spheres throughout Shas. When it's bi-destinational, will Kim Le B'Dravine apply? Will it not apply? That was the old machlekes, the Rivon, the Rebbe Tam, that we spent a few weeks on analyzing. This was one of the Gemaras. Good.
Why is it bringing it back? Again.
I don't know. Why is it placed like this? Why should the Shas spoke about this? I think it was just memories of Rava. Okay. Yeah. meaning it's a little bit, if you would make a Seder in Shas, you would take these cases and shtup them over here on Testament base. I'm asking to you. Yeah. I think Rava got up for the drushin. He said, "I have a few halachas to tell you." Va'amar Rava, and now listen. Rava says, "Ployni Rava Ashor, if someone was Raveya Ashor, which is Isidar Reis the Yaragol Yavor, v'huzmu Nerogin ve'ein Mishal Mimomun, they are killed and then they don't have to pay. Why? Because Kim Leiv Deravine." Sharo shall ploni vuhuzmu nerogna mishal mamun mamulzen and fashluze. So Mar says, Asulamuli hainu achmishim de kaboy al ilave de boy rava. No, the reason why we have all these dinim is for the following suffix. De boy rava, rava had a suffix. Ploini rava shori. I walk into Bezdin and I said, this man, disgusting, walked up to my ox and had relations with my ox. Mahu. What do you do with such a statement? Mi amrinon odom karav etzel atzmo. Do we say what? Odom karav etzel atzmo. Ve'ein odom karav etzel mamono. And a person is not a karav to his mamon. Odilma amrinon odom karav etzel mamono. Odilma amrinon odom karav etzel mamono. The suffix of the Gemara is, are you a karav to your mamon? So what's the answer to the Gemara? Let's see 1 second. Basar debaya hader pashta. After Rava asked this question, he answered and resolved the issue. Adam karav etzel atzmo, ve'ein adam karav etzel mamono. You don't say the same thing. Adam is a karav to himself, and a person is not a karav to his mamon. Let's see Rashi. Ployni Rava shari, hu va'achar mitzarif imo, mahu. What's the din for him to be mitzarif with a second guy to kill the guy who made that statement? Vaday miktala el ashor mi miktal? Mi amrinan odom karav etzel mamono? Do we say a person is related, a karav to his mamo? Upalginan dibura, and we split his words. Lehemne achavre, to believe his friend. Legabe, the person who was roveya the shore. Vilo ashor, and we're not going to believe about what you're a karav to. That's Paul Ginn and Dibur. We're going to split the Eidus. And the shore stays alive. Odil maloyam rinan linyan palgi dibura odam karev etzel mamoinoi. Afalpi de palgina leila el etzel atzmo. So that's the suffix. Do we apply Paul Ginn and Dibura and accept the Eidus about the man who slept with the shore, but not legabi the shore itself because it's my shore? Or do we say, no, or lo, amrinan Paul Ginn and Dibura, that what? Hader pashta lo amrin adam karvitz mamono, and therefore what according to Rashi? Leinian palginivur vashor yisakel. And therefore what? Since you don't apply palginivur, since, says Rashi, since a person is not considered a karov to his shore, so therefore what? Everyone is killed. Not only do you accept the edus about the guy, we also accept the Eidus about my mamun. That's what Rashi is. It's similar to what Shmuel said before. How do you explain the Havim and the Gemara according to Rashi? If you don't say Pagin and Dibura, since you're believed about the raper, you're also believed about my wife. So too the Gemara is saying over here, since you're believed about the guy, so we're also going to slip in that you're believed about the shore. Again, I never dealt with Shmuel's question about why that should be, aren't you a karov? But that's the maskana. Ain't of them karov etzel shoro. So therefore, you don't apply plug-in and dibura. So therefore, everything is believed.
It's not karov,
it's nogeva. It's so difficult, Rashi. But listen to what's even more beautiful. If you look at the sheets. Oh, no one has the sheets. So according to the Ravid, Karav makes a lot of sense. It's not referring to the Psul Kurva. It's referring to a certain shaychus and connection that you have specifically to yourself that you can't, it's a little bit of a misnomer. It's the only case that's not a Psul Karav. According to the Ravid, Karav means you're not even an aid about yourself. You're not even an aidus with a shem psul. There's certain aidus that I have an aidus. I witnessed the case. I fit the role and the criteria of what a witness would be, But you know what? You have such a bad track record, you're puzzled. You're a Mesach Bekovi, you're a gambler. So we're passeling your Edus. A Karov is a psul on the Edus. You're good for a witness, a sister and a brother and everything. You have the criteria, you witnessed the situation, but you're a psul Edus. When it comes to this, the Ravid saying, Karov or Adam Karovates Alatzmo over here is the one situation that you're not an Edus Bipsul. You're just never an Aid. So listen to what happens over here. So the Rambam in Perek Yubayz Halacha Beis, skip to the bottom. The Rambam says, V'chein Mishahed, he quotes our Gemara, V'chein Mishahed, three lines from the bottom. V'chein, the end of the line. V'chein Mishahed, Shaploni Rava Bein Ba'onso Shal Nirba Bein Mertzono Uvach Mitzor. Sorry. Ploni Rava Eshori, the last line. Ploni Rava Eshori. Hu Va'acher Mitztarfen Lahargo, She'ein Adam Karev Eitzel Mamono. Maskotas HaGemara. So listen to what the Ravid says. Amar Avraham, min ha-mefarshim atovim yesh mefarshim, from the good interpretations, means he's trying to insinuate that the Rambam is not a good interpretation. Ploni Rav Eshori, a person was said that a person slept with my ox, shegam haroveya eno nerak. No, no one's killed. Lefisha edis naga al shoro, the lo palgina dibura, once you apply no palgina dibura, the gam al shoro niskavin loid, ukeshem she eno nemon al shoro, kach eno nemon al roveya. The edis shabala mixasabala kula. Rabbi say the Ravid in his Sefer in the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka is lishitoso to all of the Ravid in the Russian Makkah's chat in the Gemara. He disagrees with Rashi's Maskana in the Gemara because he understands that the only way the Edus could survive is if you apply Palgin and Dibura. And if you, in order to apply Palgin and Dibura, it's not that you could snip away from my words, but you have to say that we're talking about a certain nature, a certain type of invalid Edus that's not of Edus with a psul, but is rather an Edus that never got off the ground, that never fit the criteria of Edus. And since the Gemara Lamaskana said what? Ein Adam Karav Eitzel Mamono, which means when it comes to my Mamon, it's not extension of myself. It's not like what the Gemara included Legabe, my wife. It now becomes what? Like Eitan said, what? You're a Baldover. You're a Karo, you're a Psul, you're of a Negias. So then it's Eidah Shabbalah, it's also about Lakula. So then we can't even accept what you said about the Roveya. So the Ravid is Lishitoso in three different places, and he reads this Gemara like a charm. The Havaminas make sense, the Maskonas make sense, Eidah Shabbalah, it's also about Lakula makes sense, Hilchus Eidah makes sense, and that's why, bottom line, La Locha, there's going to be a Nafkamina, what's going to be the din? Not only with the shore, but also with the Roveya, who I'm testifying that slept with my shore, whether or not we're going to apply Palgin and Dibur. Before we get to even Rashi, I don't know if we're going to get to it, which is such a bam kasha, I just like to finish Shitas HaRavid. Where did the Ravid get this analysis from? Where is the Ravid source to read the Gemara in this way? That there's a certain Edus that never gets off the ground. It's not an Edus Bipsul. It's not that we can't accept such an Edus because it's a Karav, because it's a Besachim Bekobia, because it's a Ghana, because... No. It's not even that. It's speaking about yourself. And an extension of that is even by your wife. It's speaking about yourself. And when it comes to Mammon, we don't see that it's speaking about yourself, which the Gemara is trying to tell us. Do not make a divide between your possessions and yourself. That's the Maskona. Rav had a havamina. We see people that they get so carried away with their mammon, with their meodecha, that it's mamish an extension for yourself. Kamash malon, ein adam karav etzel mamono. According to the Ravid, means set a divide and a gvul between your existence and your mammonis, and your shore. That's the maskona sagamor. But where did the Ravid get this from? So I think the Ravid, in my opinion, got this from this gemara. The gemara makas davomun alf. This is the Gemara that we dealt with in the past that has tremendous ramifications, la'alacha. And the Havamina of this Gemara is fascinating. The Gemara says as follows in Makis. Amr le'rapapa la'abai. It's after the first two dots in the Gemara Makis and Davov. Everyone have it? Amar le Rav Papa Labai. Ela me'ata. The Mishnah just introduced to us the fact that there could be psule edus, that are people that are invalid to testify, that are involved in the group, are one of the numbers, and the Mishnah over here in Makkos teaches us the klal, the rule that we said, if one of the group is invalid, the whole group goes by the wayside and is not accepted. Says the Gemara, Amar le Rav Papa Labaye, Ela me'ata harug yatzil. If that's the case, that one aid can invalidate the rest of the group, listen to the Havamina of the Gemara. This is fascinating. Anytime there's a murder case, since the person who was just stabbed and killed watched himself get killed, so he constitutes a witness, and halachically we should never have two kosher witnesses that can testify about the case, because one of the witnesses is invalid. He's invalid, the harug. So he should now make the other two edim that saw from the sidewalk invalid. Harug yatzil. He should now save the roitzeach. The last thing that he intended to do. But the Gemara says, I don't understand. He witnessed the case. So it's nimtzeach miyam karav apostle. So one of the edim are apostle. So why is it good? Asked the Gemara. Unbelievable kasha. Sid, you can't even accept such a kasha.
It's
beautiful, beautiful. We're getting there. So now the Gemara does not think so. A witness is something, like the Torah says, what's a witness? O Ra, O Yoda. Person who was Raya Samaisa. Let's say you're a guy who saw the case, Sid, and you never came to testify. The Gemara sounds like you're an aid. So the Gemara says, so you're one of the aid and that's invalid. So we can never kill a murderer. So it's not clear exactly. That's Tosfos Harigatzel, and that's our Tosfos in Testament Beis Lartzona Rasha. Why is he posel? So there's a few different reasons why he's posel. Let's assume right now he's going to be posel, but it's going to have tremendous ramifications. It's not exactly clear why he's posel. Let's assume that he's posel. It's an excellent question, why a harig is posel. Kishahargo me'achorov. So you know when you could kill a murderer, Sid? When he stabbed you in the back, right? Stabbed you in the back, that's the one case, right? Nirba yatzil. So also a case where he slept with another man. So I witnessed the case, I was aware. Even if he raped me, but I can't kill him now because I saw it. So Gemara says, so you never can kill a roiveya? You can never? So Gemara says, this is a conversation in the Gemara. The base medrash, Ravina Ravashi, entertained this. Kisharovo me'achorov. Also, he did it from the back, so you didn't see it. Horeg uroveya yatzilu. Sid, you didn't like the first kasha, you're not going to like this one. Yeah, but the murderer should invalidate the other witnesses. Because the murderer witnessed the case. Why is the murderer apostle Idis? Not sure. We have to get back. What? Credibility. Is a murderer not credible? We have to talk about this, okay? Let's assume that a murderer is not someone we're going to accept for Edis. We're not sure why yet. But let's assume like that. So the Gemara says, suggest what? The murderer is going to invalidate the Edim. He saved himself. Wow, what the best defense attorney possible.
You're not,
he didn't testify.
At this point in the Gemara.
It is incorrect.
It is incorrect.
Yeah, that's what I was saying to him.
Anytime,
right. Right, exactly. O Ra O Yada, Riya Samaisa. In this point of the Gemara, they did not discuss this point. 100%. It's unbelievable. So the Gemara says, Harug Veroveya Yatzilu. And if I'm a Rasha, and I'm Roveya another man, even if I raped him, the Gemara says, I just saved myself, because I watched the process. Unbelievable. So the Gemara says, what? Who? Yeah. Excellent. So the Gemara says, Listen, he has to call him, right, they're probably not going to call him, right. So the Gemara says, Ishtik. He's like, sit over here, I can't accept this, he's quiet. Well, what is this? Kiyosta l'kamei d'rava. When it came to Rava, probably the first time, he's like, do me a favor, answer this question for me, this is not acceptable, how is this possible? This is Torah, how could it be? Kiyosta l'kamei d'rava, amr lei, yokum dover. The pasuk says in Parsha Shoytim, "Al pishnai made him yokum dover, b'mekai me'adover akosem medaber." What does that mean? So comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos' opinion we had in Sanhedrin Testament Aleph, Tosfos has the following idea. Like Sid said, that's the Maskonas HaGemara. An aid is only one who testifies. If you never come to court to testify, you're not an aid. And that's why Tosfos says, I'm not concerned about at the chasana that there are a lot of relatives that are standing in the crowd. Because those relatives are not coming to Beis Din to testify. So therefore, they're never mitzarif in the aides, says Tosfos. Because what's an aid, says Tosfos? Mekai me'adover. You know what mekai me'adover means? An aid hameyid. Someone who's testifying. If it never gets to mekai me'adover, that's not an aid is. But not all Rishonim agree to that. As we pointed out, Shitas Rashi is not that that's the case. Shitas Rashi is, and the Ritva Paskins like this, and the Ktzais and the Shach quote this, and some Rabbanim, if you'll hear under the Chuppah, some Rabbanim will say, these are your two Edim, to the exclusion of anyone else at the Chasana, as the Ktzais was Choshesh for. Some Rabbanim are Choshesh, some Rabbanim are not Choshesh, because ultimately it could cause a problem if you do that. Because if these Edim turn out to be invalid, yeah. So we don't have any other Edim because we excluded everyone else. Yeah. So some Rabbanim like to do it, some Rabbanim do it different. But the Ktzais was Choshesh, the Shach was Choshesh for this. Why? Because they were choshish that even an aid aroya is considered an aid, and it's already, there are psulim already involved because they're sitting under the chuppah, the father-in-law is sitting under the chuppah and he's pasul aidis. So that's why the Ritva suggests in the Gemara in Kiddushin that according to Shitas Rashi, you should make this exclusion be miyachad the aid. Where did this Shitas Rashi come from? I'll tell you where the Shitas Rashi come from. We just read it. Look at what Rashi says in Makis b'mekayme adover akosu medavre. Yokum Dover, says Rashi, the second to last Rashi in Makis, on his daf, Ksiv Bahai Kra, Sha'osun Lishkulam Kishnayim, Dahainu Ha'edim. Who are the Yokum Dover? The Edim. What? Nothing about testifying. Nothing about speaking. Nothing about Eda Meid. But then Rashi continues. Look what Rashi says. Avaloi Be'oisei Hadover. Means when the Torah says Al Pishnayim Edim Yokum Dover, the Torah is speaking about Edim. To the exclusion of who? To the exclusion of the Rotseach, of the Horig, of the Roveya, of the Nirva, of the parties that are involved. There's two parties according to Halacha. There's the Osei HaDover, the Balamaisa, the people involved, and then the witnesses, the Edim. The witnesses have to be people that are by definition not involved in the action, not involved in the Maisa itself. So according to Rashi, the Maskoras HaGemara never said anything about what? About speaking, about testifying. Eidus is, according to Rashi, is still like the Hapa Amino, the Gemara, about Re'iyah, about seeing. Not like Sid said. Sid is saying like Tosfos. That's the Maskonas HaGemara. According to Rashi, the Havamina of the Gemara of Re'iyas HaMaisa still exists the Maskona. How do you deal with such an absurd question about Horig, about Harug, about Roveah, about Nirba? Says Rashi, you have to define what an aid is. An aid is someone who witnesses externally and not someone who's a Balamaisa who's involved. Merev Raboisai. How did the Ravid read this Gemara? There's no suffix that the Ravid read it like Rashi. The Ravid saw in the Maskonis HaGemara of when the Torah says the reason why a Horig and a Horig and a Roveh and a Nirba are accepted ladies, it's not because it meant an Eid Ameid, because it's talking about testifying. The Ravid understood that there's a certain person that definitionally is not an Eid. He's not an Eid Apostle. He's not like a Mesachet B'Kuvya. He never gets off the ground to be an aid. Because when the Torah introduced Parshas Eidus, it was not speaking about a Bala Maisa. It was not speaking about himself, about a Bal Dover, about him, about speaking about his own entity. So therefore, the Ravid understood the whole sugya of Falgin and Dibura in the light of the Maskonas HaGemara in Makis. And it turns out that our Machloikis HaPoiskim, of whether or not you have to be miyachad the edim, about whether or not an aid is an aid aroa or is an aid ameid, is ultimately going to come back alive. It's unbelievable. From this Tosfos Testament Aleph, about whether or not you have to be miyachad the edim, is now going to be a maskana how you understand the pshat of Palgin and Dibura. The Ravid now understands Palgina Dibura that it's not a contradiction to Edus or Labat Lamitzos about Lakula. It just never was Edus in the first place because of the way I explained that Naskana Sagamara, the conclusion about what's an aid and what's not an aid. What's Mekayim Yadover, what's not Mekayim Yadover. So how do we deal with that's pretty much all of the Ravid Shita. The three Psakim of the Ravid and where the Ravid came from, not like Rashi and Tosis. But Rashi and Tosis, we pointed out, like Shmuel said, is a little bit difficult. Because in order, Rashi understands the Gemara, Karov meant Karov. Karov meant what? Karov meant that you're related to yourself, you're related to your wife. And then Tosis started saying, what do you mean? The Gemara actually had a Hava, meaning that you weren't related to your wife? There's another Mishnah that says you're related to your wife. So the Tosis says, no, because of Amigo. That since you're Neman over here, since there's two parties that you're testifying about the Acher and about your wife, so maybe we can slip in your wife as well. I don't understand, but your wife is a Karov. How's that possible? How do you accept and say that you would have had a Hava Amina that you can slip in and be made by a Karov? So could be. Maybe you see a fascinating Chiddush. Many of the Achronim try to work on how to explain Rashi and the Hava Amina over here. That one would have thought that once you're believed l'gabi yenim that he raped your wife, you're also that you're also believed that your wife not you raped your wife that your wife that your wife is killed also that your wife slept with this man. How could that be? But he's my karov. Perhaps you see that a relative in a psul karov, when it comes to the wife, might be a lesser of a relative, since it's not a natural relative. Since it's not nileda umitolados, it's not a person that's actually a relative, but I created it to be a relative. Some rishonim happen to hold that the psul kurva of an ish v'isha might only be derabon, might not be deraisa, because that's something that I myself created. You see, according to the Ravid, the Sheva Brachos Torah, the Maskonas, the Gemara is Bagvalik. You can say it for the Sheva Brachos. According to Rashi and the Havmi, this is the worst Torah to say, because it's like you're not even related at the end of the day. Let's be Rashi. But that's what you see in the Havamina. The Havamina was that at the end of the day, once I'm believed by Gabe him, so even though I'm also saying about my wife, I could also shtup in and kill my wife. Why? Because I'm only a car of Midrabanon. Or even if I'm a Karov d'oraisa, but the nature of the Psul Kurva, says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, is not the same type of Karov. So therefore, maybe you would say when it comes to such a Karov, for me to start beginning to have an initial testimony about such a relative, that's something that Beis Din won't listen to. But once Beis Din opened up the case, and Beis Din was anyways going to listen to you, and I got the ball rolling for Beis Din to listen to me, in such a weaker type of Karov, some of the Achronim say, to just slip it in once the Beis Din is already listening to me, and I'm already a Bar Haggadah, I already have an excuse for Beis Din to listen to me as an aid, so now I have the ability to be accepted as a Karov. However you slice it, I'm uncomfortable with any of the Pshatim. With Rashi. But at the end of the day, in the Havamin of the Gemara, you see something fascinating about the kurva between an ish and ish, according to many of the Rachon. So you have to say that in order for the Shakla V'Tarya to work. Lamaskana, it's not true. But the Gemara had a real Havamina that once I'm believed, and once I'm an aid, and I can testify, Legabe Yenom, so then the Rashi and Tosis say that Gemara had a Havamina that I would even slip in Legabe the wife. It might be indicative that it's because there's not as big of a pagam in my kurva when it comes to my wife, and once you're already listening to me anyways, so then you can accept it, legabe my wife. But in terms of how the Gemara reads, in terms of all the klalim, and that's going to also answer why it's not edish about l'mitzasa about l'kula, because it's not such a bad but l'mitzasa, it's not a psul d'oraisa, it's not a kurva from Leda, it's not a real karov, it's a fake karov, I created the kurva, so that's how they're going to get out of the kashas from the Ravid. But in terms of whose reads much smoother in the Gemara, I think the Ravid reads much smoother. The one thing that we left untouched is what we asked in the Gemara Makis. Why is a Horig? Why is a Roveya? Why are all these guys psulim? And Mirtz Hashem, next week maybe we'll talk about all these Rotseachs and all these psule edus. Why are they possible? Yeah.
The thing is, you can have in technicality, the whole point of the Karov is not that you share blood. It's
Right. That's not, whoa, we have to talk about that. It's not necessarily true. The Gemara says like this in Baba Basra. The Gemara says, Moshe and Aaron are apostles for each other. So the Gemara says, Moshe and Aaron are apostles for each other. No one out of a Havamina Sheba Havamina, that he, Moshe or Aaron would lie for each other. The Gemara says, Zeris HaKosef. A Karav is a Karav. And even if you have the most righteous people, says the Gemara, like Moshe and Aaron, they're still going to be apostle because they are a Karo, not because of their Negius or not because of a Chash B'Shach.
If that's your wife, you're sure that hopefully, Baal Dover,
right?
So I'm saying, like, the Karo, yes, you weren't, you by your choice.
Right.
That was your
right, it's a very tough. A court, that's why the Ravid reads so much better. The Chiddush of the Gemara is maybe I thought I was just a Karov. I wasn't mamish myself when it comes to my wife. Kamash Mon, it's mamish like your wife. According to Rashi, you know, the Havamin is we wouldn't even pass the Lord's Karov. If we can get your testimony, slip it in through talking about someone else, now we can actually accept the Lagabe you, and you would actually kill her from someone who you're mamish a Karov to. It's a harder read. But that's something about the relationship and about the psul kurva would have to go in the Havamin of the Gemara, Lefi Rashi.
Shekhaya.